Chapter 9.
1. And there was a man of Benjamin, and his name was Kish, the son of Abel, the son of Zer, the son of Bechorath, the son of Appiah, a man of Benjamin, a mighty warrior. 2. And he had a young and handsome son, and his name was Saul. And there was not a man among the sons of Israel more handsome than he, being taller than any of the people from his shoulder and upward. 3. And the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to his son Saul, "Please take with you one of the young men, and rise up, go seek the donkeys." 4. And he passed through the hills of Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shlisha. And they did not find them. And they passed through the land of Shaalim, and they were not there. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, and they did not find them. 5. And they came to the land of Zoop, and Saul said to his young men with him, "Come and we shall turn back, lest my father give up the donkeys and become anxious for us."
6. And he said to him, "Behold now, a man of Elohim is in this city, and the man is held in honor. All that he speaks certainly comes to pass. Now let us go there. It may be he will declare our way to us on which we should go." 7. And Saul said to his young man, "Yea, behold, we will go. But what will we bring into the man? For the bread from our vessels is gone, and there is no present to bring to the man of the Elohim. What is with us?"
8. And the young man answered Saul again and said, "Behold, I have found a fourth of a shekel of silver, and I shall give it to the man of the Elohim, and he shall declare our way to us." 9. But for in Israel, a man who was going to seek Elohim said this, "Come and we shall go to the seer, for the prophet of today, before, was called the seer." 10. And Saul said to his young men, "Your word is good, come and we shall go." And they went into the city where the man of the Elohim was.
11. They were going up the ascent to the city, and found young women going out to draw water, and said to them, "Is the seer in this place?" 12. And they replied to them and said, "He is. See, he is before you. Hurry now, for today he will come into the city, for the people have a sacrifice in the high place."
13. As you go into the city, so you shall find him, before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, for he shall bless the sacrifice. Afterward they who are called will eat. And now, go up, for this day you will find him." 14. And they went up to the city. They were coming into the middle of the city, and, behold, Samuel was coming out to meet them, to go up to the high place. 15. And Yahweh revealed in Samuel's ear one day before Saul came, saying,
16. At this time tomorrow I will send to you a man out of the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him for the leader over my people Israel, and he shall save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have seen my people, for his cry has come to me. 17. When Samuel saw Saul, then Yahweh answered him, "Behold, the man of whom I spoke to you, this one shall rule over my people." 18. And Saul drew near to Samuel amidst the gate, and said, "Please tell me where is the seer's house?" 19. And Samuel answered Saul and said, "I am the seer. Go up before me into the high place, and you shall eat with me today, and I will send you away in the morning, and all that is in your heart, I will declare to you." 20. And as to the donkeys which were lost to you 3 days ago, do not set your heart on them, for they have been found. And to whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not to you and to all the house of your father? 21. And Saul answered and said, "Am I not a Benjamite, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And my family is the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. And why have you spoken to me according to this word?" 22. And Samuel took Saul and his young man and brought them into the room, and gave to them a place at the head of the invited ones. And they were about 30 men. 23. And Samuel said to the cook, "Give the portion which I gave to you, of which I said to you, set it beside you." 24. And the cook lifted up the leg, and that on it, and set it before Saul. And he said, Behold that which is reserved, set it before you, eat. For it has been kept for you for this appointed time, saying, I have invited the people. And Saul ate with Samuel on that day.
25 And they came down from the high place to the city. And he spoke with Saul on the roof. 26 And they rose up early, and about the going up of the dawn it happened that Samuel called to Saul on the roof, saying, Rise up, and I will send you away. And Saul rose up, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, to the outside. 27 They were going down to the edge of the city, and Samuel said to Saul, Say to the young man that he should pass on before us and cross over. And you stand still at this time, and I will cause you to hear the word of Elohim.
Chapter 10
1 And Samuel took the flask of oil and poured on his head, and kissed him, and said, Is it not because Yahweh has anointed you for a leader over his inheritance? 2 As you go from me today even you will find two men by Rachel's tomb, in the border of Benjamin at Zilzah. And they will say to you, The she-donkeys that you went to seek have been found. And, behold, your father has left off the matters of the she-donkeys and is anxious for you, saying, What shall I do for my son?
3 And you will go on from there even further, and you will come to the great tree of Tabor, and you will find three men going up to Elohim at Bethel, one carrying three kids, and one carrying three loaves of bread, and one carrying a skin of wine. 4 And they will ask you of your welfare and give to you two loaves of bread, and you will take them from their hand. 5 Afterward you will come to the hill of Elohim where there is a fort of the Philistines. And it will happen as you come there to the city even you will meet a band of prophets going down from the high place, and before them will be a harp, and a tambourine, and a flute, and a lyre, and they will be prophesying. 6 And the Spirit of Yahweh will be powerful on you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be turned into another man. 7 And it will be, when these signs come to you, do for yourself what your hand finds, for the Elohim is with you. 8 And you will go before me to Gilgal, and, behold, I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings, two sacrifice peace offerings. You will wait 7 days until I come to you and make known to you what you shall do. 9 And it happened when he turned his back to go from Samuel, Elohim changed him with another heart. And all these signs came on that day. 10 And they came there to the hill, and behold, a band of prophets were there to meet him. And the Spirit of Elohim pushed on him, and he prophesied in their midst. 11 And it happened, all who knew him from yesterday and the third day, and saw him, even behold, he prophesied with prophets. And the people said, each one to his neighbor, What is this happening to the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? 12 And a man from there answered and said, And who is their father? On account of this it is for a proverb. Is Saul also among the prophets? 13 And he finished from prophesying, and he came to the high place. 14 And the uncle of Saul said to him and to his young man, Where did you go? And he said, To seek the she-donkeys. And we saw that they were not, and we went to Samuel. 15 And the uncle of Saul said, Please tell me what Samuel said to you. 16 And Saul said to his uncle, He told us plainly that the she-donkeys were found. But he did not tell what Samuel said about the matter of the kingdom. 17 And Samuel called the people to Yahweh, to Mizpah. 18 And he said to the sons of Israel, So says Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, I caused Israel to go up from Egypt and delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians, and from the hand of all the kingdoms who oppressed you.
19 But today you have rejected your Elohim who himself is your deliverer from all your evils and your distresses, yet you say to him, But set a king over us. And now present yourselves before the face of Yahweh, by your tribes and by your families. 20. And Samuel brought near all the tribes of Israel, and the tribe of Benjamin was taken. 21. And he brought near the tribe of Benjamin by its families, and the family of Matri was taken. And Saul the son of Kish was taken. And they sought him, but not did find him. 22. And they inquired again of Yahweh, Has the man yet come here? And Yahweh said, Behold, he is hiding himself by the baggage. 23. And they ran and took him from there. And he stood in the midst of the people, and he was taller than all the people, from his shoulders and upward. 24. And Samuel said to all the people, Do you see him whom Yahweh has chosen? For none is like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, May the king live.
25. And Samuel spoke to the people the duties of the kingdom, and wrote in the book, and placed it before Yahweh, and Samuel sent all the people away, each to his house. 26. And Saul also went to his house, to Gibeah, and with him went the valiant whose heart Elohim had touched. 27. But the sons of worthlessness said, How can this one deliver us? And they despised him and did not bring a gift to him. But he was as one keeping silent.
Chapter 11.
1. And Naphash the Ammonite went up and camped against Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Naphash, Cut a covenant for us, and we will serve you. 2. And Naphash the Ammonite said to them, With this I will cut a covenant for you, when every right eye is dug out for you. And I will make it a reproach on all Israel.
3. And the elders of Jabesh said to him, Leave us alone 7 days, and we will send messengers in all the boundary of Israel. And if there is no deliverer for us, then we will come out to you. 4. And the messengers came to Zabir of Saul. And they spoke the words in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voice and wept. 5. And, behold, Saul came behind the oxen from the field. And Saul said, What is it to the people, that they weep? And they related to him the words of the men of Jabesh. 6. And the Spirit of Elohim came powerfully on Saul when he heard these words, and his anger glowed greatly.
7. And he took the team of oxen and cut them in pieces. And he sent them into all the boundary of Israel, by the hand of the messengers, saying, Whoever does not come out after Saul and after Samuel, so it shall be done to his oxen. And the fear of Yahweh fell on the people, and they came out as one man. 8. And he mustered them in Bezek, and the sons of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah, 30,000. 9. And they said to the messengers who came, So you shall say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, Tomorrow there shall be deliverance for you, in the heat of the sun. And the messengers came and related this to the men of Jabesh, and they rejoiced. 10. And the men of Jabesh said, Tomorrow we will come out to you, and you do to us according to all that is good in your eyes. 11. And it happened, on the next day Saul put the people in 3 heads. And they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch, and they struck Ammon until the heat of the day, and it was, the ones left were scattered, in them were not 2 left together. 12. And the people said to Samuel, Who is he saying, Shall Saul reign over us? Give the men and we will execute them.
13. And Saul said, Not a man shall be executed on this day, for today Yahweh worked deliverance in Israel. 14. And Samuel said to the people, Come, and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. 15. And all the people went to Gilgal and made Saul to reign there in Gilgal, before the face of Yahweh. And they offered sacrifices of peace offerings there before Yahweh. And Saul and all the men of Israel greatly rejoiced there.
Chapter 12.
1. And Samuel said to all Israel, Behold, I have heard your voice, to all that you said to me, and I made a king to reign over you. 2. And now, behold, the king is walking before you, but I am old and gray. And, behold, my sons, they are with you. And I have walked before your face from my youth until this day. 3. Behold, I am here. Testify against me before Yahweh and before his anointed, whose ox have I taken, and whose donkey have I taken, and whom have I offended? Whom have I crushed, and from whose hand have I taken a bribe that I might hide my eyes with it, and I will give back to you? For, and they said, you have not oppressed us, and you have not crushed us, and you have not taken from the hand of any man. 5. And he said to them, Yahweh is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand. And they said, he is witness. 6. And Samuel said to the people, it is Yahweh who made Moses and Aaron, and who caused your fathers to go up from the land of Egypt.
7. And now stand, and I will contend with you before the face of Yahweh regarding all the righteous acts of Yahweh which he did with you and with your fathers. 8. When Jacob came into Egypt, and your fathers cried to Yahweh, then Yahweh sent Moses and Aaron. And they brought your fathers out from Egypt and made them dwell in this place.
9. And they forgot Yahweh their Elohim. And he sold them into the hand of Sisera, commander of the army of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. 10. And they cried to Yahweh and said, we have sinned, for we forsook Yahweh and served the Baals and the Ashtoreth, but now deliver us from the hand of our enemies and we will serve you. 11. And Yahweh sent Jerubbaal, and Baden, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you from the hand of your enemies from all around, and you lived in safety. 12. And you saw that Nahash the king of the sons of Ammon came against you, and you said to me, no, for a king shall reign over us even though Yahweh your Elohim was king over you. 13. And now, behold the king whom you chose, whom you requested. And behold Yahweh gave a king over you.
14. If you will revere Yahweh and serve him, and listen to his voice, and do not rebel against the mouth of Yahweh, then you, both you and also the king who reigns over you, shall follow Yahweh your Elohim. 15. But if you will not listen to the voice of Yahweh, and you rebel against the mouth of Yahweh, then the hand of Yahweh shall be against you and against your fathers. 16. Also, now present yourselves and see this great thing that Yahweh will do before your eyes. 17. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call to Yahweh and he will give sounds and rain. And know and see that your evil is great, that which you have done in the eyes of Yahweh, to ask a king for yourselves. 18. And Samuel called to Yahweh and Yahweh gave sounds and rain in that day. And all the people greatly feared Yahweh and Samuel. 19. And all the people said to Samuel, pray to Yahweh your Elohim for your servants, that we may not die, for we have added this evil to all our sins to ask the king for ourselves.
20. And Samuel said to the people, do not fear. You have done all this evil, only do not turn aside from following Yahweh, and serve Yahweh with all your heart. 21. And do not turn aside to go after worthless things which do not profit and do not deliver, for they are worthless. 22. For Yahweh will not abandon his people, for the sake of his great name. For Yahweh resolves to make you a people for himself. 23. Also I, far be it from me from sinning against Yahweh, from ceasing to pray for you. But I will instruct you in the good and the right way. 24. Only revere Yahweh and serve him in truth with all your heart, for see that he has done great things for you. 25. But if you still do evilly, both you and your king will be swept away.
Chapter 13.
1. It was 1 year since Saul became king, then he reigned 2 more years over Israel. 2. And Saul chose for himself 3,000 out of Israel. And 2,000 were with Saul and Michmash, and in the hills of Bethel. And 1,000 were with Jonathan and Zabir of Benjamin. And he sent the rest of the people each to his tent. 3. And Jonathan struck the fort of the Philistines in Geba. And the Philistines heard. And Saul blew with the ram's horn throughout all the land, saying, let the Hebrews hear. 4. And all Israel heard, saying, Saul has struck a fort of the Philistines, and also Israel has made himself stink to the Philistines. And all the people were called after Saul, to Gilgal. 5. And the Philistines gathered to fight with Israel, with 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the lip of the sea for multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, east of Beth-aven. 6. And the men of Israel saw that they were distressing to them, for the people were distressed. And the people hid themselves in caves, and in crevices, and in crags, and in tombs, and in cisterns. 7. And the Hebrews crossed over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. And Saul was still in Gilgal. And all the people followed him, trembling. 8. And he waited 7 days, according to the set time with Samuel. But Samuel had not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. 9. And Saul said, Bring near to me the burnt offering and the peace offerings. And he offered up the burnt offering. 10. And it happened, as soon as he finished the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, and to bless him. 11. And Saul said, Because I saw that the people were scattering from me, and you did not come in the days set out, and the Philistines were gathering at Michmash. 12. Then I said, Now the Philistines will come down to me to Gilgal, and I have not sweetened the face of Yahweh, and I forced myself, and offered a burnt offering. 13. And Samuel said to Saul, You have acted foolishly that you have not kept the command of Yahweh your Elohim which he commanded you. For now Yahweh would have established yet your kingdom over Israel forever. 14. But now your kingdom shall not stand. Yahweh has sought out for himself a man according to his own heart, and Yahweh has appointed him as leader over his people. For you have not kept that which Yahweh commanded you. 15. And Samuel rose up and went up from Gilgal to Zebir of Benjamin. And Saul numbered the people who were found with him, about 600 men. 16. And Saul and his son Jonathan, and the people who were found with him, were staying in Zebir of Benjamin, and the Philistines pitched in Michmash. 17. And the ones ravaging came out of the Philistine camp in 3 heads, one head turned to the way to Ophrah, to the land of Sheol. 18. And another head turned the way to Beth-horon. And another head turned to the way of the border looking down on the valley of Zeboim toward the wilderness. 19. And there was no iron smith found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, Lest the Hebrews make swords or spears. 20. And all Israel went down to the Philistines, each man to sharpen his plowshare, and his mattock, and his axe, and his plowshare. 21. And the sharpening charge was a pin for the plowshares, and for the mattocks, and for the three-pronged forks, and for the axes, and for setting the plowshares. 22. And it happened in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear in the hand of any of the people with Saul and Jonathan. But one was found with Saul and with his son Jonathan. 23. And the fort of the Philistines went out to the pass of Michmash.